Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. National Commander of the American Legion, Charles E. Schmidt, joins us on today's program to talk about his stop in Pella last week and the purpose of the American Legion. Well, Commander, first of all, welcome to Pella. What were some of the things that you were able to learn about our community and our Legion post during your visit?
Well, my visit has been very short, unfortunately, and I wish I could have stayed more. But first of all, coming into town, it looks beautiful town. It reminds me of kind of a small town USA, you know, where we all like to grow up. And I'm sure this is a very patriotic town. I understand the American Legion post here, 89, is proactive in the community, and of course tonight we heard from a young Caleb who's the Department of Iowa oratorical champion, which he went to Indianapolis, Indiana, to the American Legion National Oratorical Finals represented. The oratorical is a speech contest on the Constitution of the United States that encourages young kids to study the Constitution of the United States. It's part of becoming a better citizen. And someday, you know, as you know, they're going to be, we're going to pass this country off to them. And who knows where they'll be working or serving or representing. But that's kind of the things that education of our youth is one of the cardinal principles that the World War I Doughboys founded the American Legion on. As I told them tonight here in Post 89, they made something good happen of carrying the legacy forward and giving Caleb an opportunity. And that's what we do, is give opportunities to youth, in addition to advocating for veterans as well.
Well, and you mentioned that the purpose of the American Legion, and you really spoke to that, to the members here. For our listeners, who you said there's many who don't know who the American Legion is, whether they're veterans or the public, what are the things that you said to this Legion that they try to carry out day to day for our veterans?
When I say to carry the legacy forward, and that's a legacy that the Doughboys, before they even came home from World War I, they were concerned about taking care of their buddies, you know, the rehabilitation of all disabled veterans, and the care of the dependents of those who have answered the final call, and the care of those veterans who suffer from wounds, disease, and want those delayed wounds that come back and haunt a veteran, and also the education of our youth and service to our community, state, and nation. And I tried to emphasize to the group here tonight that we have that responsibility. We inherited that as today's Legionnaires. And, of course, the World War II guys inherited that legacy. So did the Korean vets and the Vietnam vets, which many of us are. And now some of the Iraq, Afghanistan. And, of course, in between there is the Panama, Grenada, Somalia, and Lebanon vets. So we have inherited a great legacy. So it's about our turn, our watch, to convey and pass that legacy on to the next generation so that the future generations of men and women serving this country and their families will be taken care of. They will have an advocate for them. As you know, people in uniform can't go advocate to Congress. Well, the American Legion can, and that's what we've been doing since 1919. And we need to keep our voice strong through a strong membership. And, of course, Caleb was one of the examples, just one of the many youth programs we do. And, of course, as I mentioned, the Boys State, which is a program about a participative program about how government works from a city to a county to a state level. American Legion Baseball, which is, we started in 1925, and next month we're going to have our World Series in Shelby, North Carolina, which produces a lot of not only college baseball players, but pro baseball players. Of course, Boy Scouts was our very first youth program that we adopted in 1919, when the American Legion was first founded as a youth program. And of course, we have a junior shooting sports, which is air rifle competition that not only teaches gun safety and marksmanship, but also it builds confidence up on the person. So we have a lot of programs. And of course, as I also mentioned, a strong voice helps us to present those issues relative to not just Legionnaires, but all veterans on Capitol Hill to Congress. You know, we want Congress to hear us, you know. As I mentioned, the Appeals Modernization Bill, you know, any Legionnaire at the grassroots level can call their congressman and say, hey, Mr. Congressman or Madam Congressman, please support the modernization, appeals modernization bill, because veterans have been waiting too long to find out if their appeal on their claims have been adjudicated, even if it's negative or positive. Also, they can let Congress know now that Senator Daines from Montana has introduced into the Senate a flag amendment, flag protection amendment, you know, to give the states the authority to protect the flag. You know, both houses in Congress has that bill. So now, as grassroots citizens, as veterans of this country, we can notify our congressperson and say, hey, become a co-sponsor of that. Let's get this passed. That flag belongs to everybody, you know, and let's protect Old Glory. And nowadays, I'm afraid we find that Old Glory is being deliberately desecrated in our own country. And many have not only bled, but died serving that flag, which really they've been serving our country around the world. So let's protect that flag. But that's the thing veterans can do. And many veterans, I'm sure, want that flag respected.
Once again, that was National Commander of the American Legion, Charles E. Schmidt. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.